I'm still having a quarter-life crisis. Don't the fuck my life is. And maybe that's okay.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maddie, Joe, and Megan with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, in a barbaric act of cruelty, two puppies have been stolen from an animal rehoming refuge in Wara to Brisbane's north side. Goose and Kryptos, both Staffordshire Terriers, were taken from the facility run by the Animal Welfare League yesterday as the business was closed for the day. Staffies are often sold at around $2,000 to $5,000 per animal, from reputable breeders, and authorities believe the dogs may have been taken to resell.
In national news, Newcastle Knights player Asu Kapoa has been suspended for 6 weeks for using a homophobic slur against an opponent. The last NRL player to be charged with a homophobic slur was Marcelo Montoya, who was then playing in 2022. Sources from both clubs have not authorised to speak publicly or to confirm the slur that Kapoa used. Unfortunately, this has been a consistent, ugly occurrence in professional sport, with three AFL players being handed suspensions for using homophobic slurs in 2026 alone. Earlier this month, the spotlight was shone on former NRL player Kane Evans when he revealed that he was gay, detailing his battles with substance abuse and suicidal thoughts while wrestling with his sexuality. Evans said, quote, "I've carried hiding my sexuality around my whole life. I'm here today to show people that you don't have to live like that. Even now, I feel a bit more free just saying it out loud. I brought it to the light," he said.
5-year-old elephant seal known as Neil has returned to Tasmania as part of his usual behavioural cycle. Tasmania's Department of Natural Resources and Environment have defended their staff using a padded pole and board to coerce Neil the seal off Southern Tasmanian Road. Neil has become popular on social media for his appearances on land, including chewing a traffic cone. A video currently circulating showed two NRE TAS staff poking the 1,000-kilogram southern elephant seal in attempts to get him to relocate. NRE TAS said Neil was born in 2020 in Salem Bay and was tagged on each flipper just prior to weaning. Quote, "They often appear cumbersome and indifferent to humans, despite their awkwardness. The speed which they can move, their bulk makes them potentially dangerous if harassed," NRE TAS said. NRE TAS advises people in Tasmania to report southern elephant seal sightings to Whale Hotline 0427 Whales, also urging people not to disturb the southern elephant seals.
In international news, left-wing candidate in Colombia's presidential runoff, Ivan Cepeda, has conceded defeat 3 days after record numbers of Colombians cast their votes. The preliminary results revealed just after polls shut that Cepeda had been beaten by less than a percentage of a point by right-wing rival businessman Abelardo de la Esprilla. Cepeda criticized U.S. President Donald Trump for his endorsement of de la Esprilla. Quote, "We denounce the open and undue foreign interference in Colombia's international affairs, in particular of President Donald Trump," Cepeda told journalists. Trump later praised De La Esprilla following the win, labeling Cepeda a radical left Marxist. Since the Sunday runoff, De La Esprilla has already established closer ties to the Trump administration, more so than outgoing President Gustavo Petro, who clashed with his U.S. counterpart. De La Esprilla will be sworn in on the 7th of August.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is currently sunny with a medium chance of showers later. So get out for a walk whilst the sun out. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.1, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.